I think our guest episodes are some of our best episodes.
That was the best one so far.
Well, who wants to listen to him talk for fucking 2 hours?
I've been getting a little feedback about that. You talk a lot.
Who said that?
Nobody. Beagle. Emails.
Just how we feel. You go fuck yourself, all the people think I talk a lot. John screamed about fucking a missile for 3 hours.
This is a podcast where we get together to talk about current events, pop culture, whatever's on our minds for the week. Joining me, as always, is Christian Z.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
And special guest this week. Very exciting. We have the Toretto to your Brian and my Letty, Jonathan Serrano.
Thank you for having me today, guys.
How's everybody's week going?
I'm apartment hunting. Well, I called him yesterday. We're in the middle of an apartment hunt. It's not as fun as I thought it would be.
Yeah, the first few are fun because it's exciting.
Yeah, imagining the possibilities.
And then it's like a chore, and
it's not.
It's like trying to have a kid after you've been unsuccessful for 3 months.
That's fucking good. The thing that I've never done it before because I've always, you know, my dad's my roommate. You know, I don't live with my parents. My dad's just my roommate. But the first one we looked at yesterday, I got really excited because I'm just like, oh, we're just looking for an apartment together. This is going to be great. This is going to be the one. And I went there and it was not. The kitchen.
We have very different ideas of what fun sounds like.
Well, I'm excited to go get a new fucking place. Sure, you know, sure. I am. I really am.
Still live at home?
What? You still live at you excited to walk down the block too? You ride your bike to the other
All by myself.
All by myself.
I can cross the street.
All by myself. So I called him up and I was just like, and he's like, calm down. And he tells me, what was the view you had?
Oh, so when Diane and I were going, we probably saw like a dozen before we moved into that apartment in Astoria. And they give you the nice pictures. They give you the best pictures, like
best
you were saying.
Sure.
So this one said, you know, view of the New York City skyline.
Oh, beautiful.
So we go into this little ass one bedroom. And when I tell you, like, one of the bathroom windows, like one of those small, like 12 by 18 windows.
Right.
If you bend, like, put your head near the soap dish and look up, you could see, like, the top half of the Empire State Building.
Oh, what a view.
Yeah. So that was the view they were offering.
And it probably jacked the price up a few thousand dollars, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But she's getting good. My girlfriend's getting good at it. She has, like, a whole system, and I thought she was just being paranoid. If somebody won't show her pictures over the phone, we're not going to waste our time for it. So this person today, she texts me at 9. She's like, oh, this person wants to go see at 7 o'clock. So she sent me, and then she sends me a screenshot. Can I have pictures of the apartment? He just writes no. Not no, no, just wait till you get here. No. So she's like, okay, we're not coming. No. I'm like, I like it. She's like my manager. It's
right,
amazing.
Yeah. I think you called her your assistant the other night.
Yeah, I didn't get a lot. I got a lot. I made a stupid fucking joke on the way. It wasn't a joke. I get mad when people make fun of that I go to Planet Fitness. I go to Planet Fitness. First of all, I'm better looking and in better shape than most people who fucking on insult Planet Fitness. So whatever. I go to two gyms, okay? And
You're a member of two gyms?
I'm a member of two gyms.
You're paying for two gyms?
I'm a member of two gyms. That's what I'm saying. I'm paying for two gyms.
No, let's stick on that. You pay for two fucking gyms?
Two gyms. Well, one's 20. I just go to Planet Fitness basically to tan.
What's the other one?
Exploit.
you're digging yourself a bigger hole. Wait, with the fucking tanning line.
It's
so
good.
You have a $20 subscription to a tanning salon.
Exactly, but if you go to Beach Bum Tanning, it's $32. So I'm actually saving money. I'm smart here. It's a good decision.
Right. Why don't you just get a spray tan?
What? Because the spray tan looks ridiculous. So
you look ridiculous.
You sound ridiculous.
No,
when you're breaking down fucking tanning prices with a group of guys, don't.
You have a solid tan, though. You play one round of golf, you're tan for the summer.
Just in the face. Sorry. Right.
But we're driving to the apartment. I'm already, like, nervous. I'm in a bad mood. And she said she has to go tanning tonight. She was going to pay, like, $50 to do one session at this.
Shit. Is that really the price?
Some of them do that. Yeah. But it's the same beds at the gyms you go to. So I said to her, I was like, just go to Planet Fitness. She goes, I'm not going to be one of those people who go to Planet Fitness. I said, I made the biggest mistake I've ever said to a girl ever, other than I love you. I said, shut up. I'm in better shape than you. To my girlfriend.
What's wrong with you?
What? I'm such a comedian where I'm used to a heckle. She heckled.
I'm such a comedian.
She heckled me hard.
Dude.
She heckled me
Tanning,
hard.
I'm a comedian. Telling your girl.
So she's single now.
She heckled me hard. Yeah. So yeah. She's looking for apartments by herself tonight.
She heckles you hard about tanning, and you go for the jugular and call her fat.
But I didn't call her fat. She's not fat. She's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. It's just the problem is, you see how I did that? It's just that I'm so used to if somebody heckles me, bam, I hit you.
Clapping in the mic?
I'm sorry. Thanks. I'm just used to doing that. You know?
You're so sharp and quick. Jesus.
Instead of...
Why don't you tell him... Well, one more second. Why don't you tell them the quick thing about you insulting your wife in your best man speech?
Oh...
Can you, don't tell. I'm not giving Rob any prelude to this. Just listen, listen to the way he says this joke.
Vin got married a few weeks ago. So I finished the speech with, you know, it's wonderful, Vincent and Danielle, how you know, close they are, their friendship and their love. And I'm like, because if you really think about it, Danielle is Vincent with tits. Right? Get a little laugh.
Sure.
And then I say, and now thinking about the friendship and love they have, reminds me of the friendship and love that I have with my wife, except we have the same size tits. But now listen to this. So now I come back to the table because that was it after that I did the nicey nice toast.
I'm the bad
whatever.
Guy.
Whatever, right?
I think that's like a solid joke.
Right, no, it is. So now I know it is. So I go back and I think it was Skip or someone's there like, yo, dude, your wife fucking didn't take that last joke. She took it bad, pretty much.
As she should.
Right. So now, but when I tell you...
But you're insulting yourself.
Thank you! That's the point. Thank you.
You're the only person who thinks that.
So that's it. So this is it.
The joke is that he's... Heavy.
I have tits. Right. Exactly. But that's thank not, you.
He's the. You're the one person who said that.
No. A couple of people took it the way we thought it was, the way it was meant to be. My wife... Like, the thing was, when I thought of this line... I didn't write it down because I wrote it off the top. When I thought of this line, the whole time in the 3 or 4 days before the thing that I thought about it, it was all me making fun of me and my fucking tits, right? Never, not once. When I mean not even once did I look at it because my wife has you know, smaller size chest. So never once did I make it as a dig on her.
Yeah.
Whereas she did. And then when she like was like, you're an asshole. What are you doing making fun of my tits?
That's...
And even then, I'm like... Oh, you gotta understand. I never even like thought of it that way.
Yeah, I wasn't making. Thank I was you. Never making fun of you.
Point proven.
You are, no, I'm. I could see it both sides.
Gonna be called three with JD. And what's up with the three with Z? This guy's the anchor of the whole thing. Why isn't his name in the title?
It was my idea.
It was his idea.
It was
to keep him interested. Because if his name's on it, then he feels like
what's
he's got
the
a...
three come from?
three topics.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You listen to every episode. You haven't noticed.
Well, yeah, but no. I'm not, I mean,
maybe we never explained that.
Right, there you go.
Okay.
I have three topics, but I don't automatically think three with Z.
I think three.
I'm thinking, shit, you're looking for an extra guest. Call me.
Well, yeah. See, I was thinking of it as it's like me sitting down for three topics with Z.
Got it.
He actually makes a great point. We're on the 9th episode and we just explained that.
Right. Like, I guarantee if you were to ask people.
That's like season 3 of Lost. They're like, we're on an island.
We're
on a fucking island.
Right.
Well, one other thing I wanted to ask you is, have you considered, instead of looking for an apartment, since you have the Planet Fitness, have you considered doing the Victor thing that the guy that we used to work with?
Oh, we used to work.
You just go, if you have the Planet Fitness,
you have a place to shower, but where you sleep in your car?
Yeah.
Okay.
So one guy we used to work with did that. He moved down to Florida, he lived in his van, and he said to shit, shower, and shave, he would go into the gym.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then he came back up.
That's the most responsible homeless person ever.
He just followed the, you know, the weather.
Right.
Wherever he felt like going.
That is a responsible homeless man.
Have you considered it?
No.
You know, that's the life of a comedian, too. You know Joey Diaz, the comedian?
Yes, I know Joey.
Right, so like when he was got out of jail and whenever I listen to his podcast every now and again, he was struggling. he like lived out of his car, but he was a comedian, so like he'd be on the road, you know, not know really where his next meal was coming from, knew he had his car to sleep in.
I love that my most responsible friend who yells at me all the time, like, you gotta do the right thing, you gotta get a 401k, you gotta get life insurance, all that shit, is now telling me, you'll be really good, go move around the country and live in your car.
Right.
Well, if you're, like, don't just do it, but if you're following your passion, then yeah, go for it.
Plus, you're a taxi driver, so, like, you can fucking work this out.
You make me sound like I'm De Niro. Right? You're a fucking loser.
you could just let your rides determine where you sleep at night.
Exactly.
That sounds great.
This sounds like the plot to a banned serial killer movie. You just go with the flow where the ride takes you.
Right?
You're a taxi driver. You haven't reached your potential yet. Oh, God.
Right. You could drive further.
All right. Now that me and him have just... All right. How was your week, Rob?
My week's great. It's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm actually excited.
I don't think I have anything. I've been playing God of War, and that's all I have to talk about.
Before, I know you're going to do it as a topic. Can you just, right now before you do it, it's that good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. But we are going to talk about this as a topic.
All right. So, topic number one this week is...
Evil Genius.
I thought I was running it down. Evil Genius on Netflix. The show on Netflix. I'm doing God of War. And Jonathan has brought conspiracy theories. Is it best of
top
conspiracy?
Five?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of my top five, but also what I think is
personal is, best.
Yeah, personal best, along with what I think people like are the most popular.
All
right. Well, I wanted to clarify because I wasn't sure of this last night when he gave me the top five. It's not ones that he believes are true. It's his favorite.
Yeah, definitely.
It's Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
it's his favorite.
Right.
Because if I didn't say that, God forbid, I don't want everybody to listen and be like, holy shit, John thinks aliens did 9/11 after they shot JFK, you know?
Right.
Which is, okay. I can't wait to do this.
Before we get into that.
The rapper Childish Gambino,
yep.
If you know who he is as an actor, he's fucking amazingly talented. The guy's a renaissance man.
Right.
Okay. It's the Wu-Tang Clan anagram. Right. So what we're going to do from now on is every guest who comes on, we're going to give you your Wu-Tang Clan name.
Yeah.
He pulled out his driver's license.
I was going to...
Yeah, I didn't want to...
Jesus, John, you're heavy in that picture.
Heavy in that picture, motherfucker?
No, you're now. John, you're heavier in that one.
Sarcastic Desperado. That's a good one.
It's not bad.
Mine was Thunderous Watcher, and get ready for the second one, Mad Beggar, the Mad Beggar.
I think Mad Beggar's great.
The Mad Beggar is good. The first one was kind of weak.
Sarcastic
Desperado.
That's real good.
Yeah. You got to write that underneath your list.
That's right.
To give a little background to me and John are documentary junkies, so we just pass each other back and forth.
I thought we were just going to be talking about documentaries today with you both on.
We'll save that for the next one.
It's a lot to do three boom, 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 you know, documentaries, but... We're going to cover a couple, but he sent me this one. He goes, you have to watch Evil Genius. Best first episode to a doc series you've seen?
Yeah, that's
it's up there.
You can't cram into... This is the text I sent him.
I've heard about the story, and it was... Like, it's a fascinating story.
It's so beyond fascinating.
Once you told me you watched it, and then it came up on Netflix for me, and I realized what story it was about...
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it.
This is how I explained it to him. You have to see Evil Genius. I write... -, bank robbery by pizza delivery man, -, collar bomb, -, walking cane that's a shotgun, -, collar bomb explodes in broad daylight, -, cops have to decapitate his dead body in the street to get the bomb off, -, then find a scavenger hunt, -, another pizza man mysteriously dies, finishes with the random dead body in a freezer, his last delivery was two pies, one roni, one sausage. Not sure you can make a better episode than that.
Netflix should hire you to write the fucking bios.
But dude, this thing was fully crammed in, and the first episode I watched, maybe Friday or Saturday night at like... The thing was, I put it on like 1 in the morning. Okay. And it was 2, and I had to be up super early. No, I didn't pass out. I had to force myself to shut it off because I would have ran through. I've been up till fucking 5:30. And yeah,
so you're shaking your wife saying, yeah, I gotta tell you about the story.
You see this pizza bomber? So I started watching it. The way they set it up, they take you on like a ride through the whole thing. A lot of documentaries, like I love documentaries, but some of them you can go down real quick if it's just fact, and then message at the end. This one, you kind of have build your own belief as it goes. Like you're trying to figure out if this. So the main story was that all you knew was that this guy walked into a bank. He was a pizza delivery guy, older pizza delivery guy, not like a young kid, not like an Italian kid. And he walked into a bank. And
why is he got to be Italian?
Yeah, what?
You delivered pizzas.
I'm Italian. What do you want me to tell you? It's part of the gig. So he walks into a bank. He has a 9-page note. First of all, that's the first part they fucked up with. If you're trying to rob a bank, you're not handing somebody a 9-page note to read. Already, if they click the trigger, you're 3.5 minutes already. So that's, you know, you do 3 minutes a page there. They wanted $250,000. Apparently, this guy walked out with a little under $8,500. He walks outside. Already, he's striking out. He walks outside. He ends up pulling out of the parking lot. He goes to a McDonald's, comes out of the McDonald's, and then the cops are surrounding him. So the cops sit him down, and he goes, I have a bomb on me. First thing, this is the best part of it, right in the beginning. He says to the cops, no, we got to do a whole scavenger hunt here. He goes, to get all these keys and everything like that. No cop is going to put you in his car when you have a bomb on
you. Yeah, you just said, I have a bomb on me.
So they go, no. They put him down in the middle of the street, and they all back up and set up a perimeter. Now he's getting nervous. You see him in the dock get nervous. He goes, guys, this is real. Like, we need to go to the clues. There's clues.
Start hearing the beep, like beep,
right,
beep, beep, until boop.
And it explodes. Boom. And then they start the episode. I'm like, dude, wow. I have to watch. I'd say it was 4 different people who were involved in...
It's actually about probably like 6.
Would you say 6? With the hooker?
7, including the hooker and the pizza delivery man.
And then at the end, she has the guy who blew up his baby. Did you see that little thing at the end? They slid
the
the crack whore is like...
The guy who was building the bombs, right?
The problem is me and him were texting while we were watching it. And I was saying it to him. I believe 110% that the guy who was rob the bank with the bomb on it. Everyone's trying to claim that he was just a little slow.
Yeah, well, I think the idea was kind of that someone ordered a pizza, he showed up, and
they strapped the bomb to him.
And they forced him to do it and sent him to go. No. So once the cops come, he says it's black guys, they know it's not black guys. So as it goes on, you're like, is he involved, is he not involved? His temperament and
in what the people bank were is very weird.
It's very steady. He gets
a lollipop.
And he starts doing a Charlie Chaplin little dance.
Yeah. Pretty much. And even when he's talking to the cops, he's not really that excited that he has a bomb around his neck. So fast forward to the end.
And he goes to McDonald's after he robbed the bank.
No, we have to go to McDonald's to get a first clue.
You don't think he got...
Was that the idea?
Yeah.
Yes. Here's the thing.
Tell that to a cop, though.
Right. You know? No, here's the thing. He was involved. He was set up as the patsy kind of deal.
He's the Oswald.
Right. So they had him put the bomb on, but he definitely thought it was a fake bomb.
Absolutely.
That's what happened.
If he didn't, he deserves what he got.
Right, because he was just way too calm, and then you see him like, shit, this is a real bomb, which starts beeping. Right. Because he's way too calm in the thing. He grabs a lollipop. He hands a note. Like, he waits online. You don't wait online to rob a bank.
Right. Well, and especially
Excuse me.
If you're in that position where you're being, like, forced to do this.
Right.
You're not...
You're at least nervous. You're a little sweat or something, but, yeah.
The way they broke down each person is... And they broke... The main woman, her name is Marge Armstrong. She has, like, 80... She's been married a few times. And her thing is, like, she coerces men to do things for her. And she just sounds like any basic Long Island woman. But it's just... The way they broke this down, she was sleeping with each one of them at different times in their life, and she was convincing them to do... The guy who built the bomb, Armstrong, ended up turning them all in and trying to, like... He was very cocky. He thought he was going to get away with it, and they're like,
right.
Wait, you're there each time something's happening. Like, you're there for the bomb. Like, why didn't you call...
You built the bomb.
Yeah. He ended up calling, like, a few months later because there was a dead body in a freezer, and they're like, wait, but, like, you built the bomb? He's like, yeah, I built the bomb, yeah. But the whole...
Was it illegal to build a bomb around her?
I 100% think he was in on it. I think he was a little slow.
Right. I think they brought him in to be the guy, and they're like, look, we'll give you X amount of dollars. This is a fake bomb. You do this. You have the alibi with all the notes and this and that. You just have to go along with the plan.
But my thing is, they keep going.
Right. And you're going to get out of this scot-free.
Right, because you're not going to tell on us.
But at that point, why is it a real bomb?
Because that's the evil genius. That's where
they wanted to kill him. They which is, I don't know how, they ended up saying that the guy made the bomb because he didn't want it to detonate on the guy. But then, how are you getting your money?
Right, because with the notes, I think there was, during something. That, right, so I think initially when they made it, they were like, look, we're going to kidnap someone, right, and force them to do this.
Yeah.
You have a live bomb on your neck, blah, blah, blah. But then maybe they thought like, all right, this could go haywire. If he gets caught, he tells them. Whatever, he's like, okay, we need someone almost on our side,
right?
That'll go along with it,
but
right, but not so he can play along and not veer off from the plan.
Right. And maybe also you'd have the idea of no, but we're also going to kill him, so he can't say anything later.
Exactly, because later on, late in the documentary, they're like, that's how the prostitute gave. You know,
they end up finding this prostitute who was like
who was buddy buddy with the pizza delivery guy.
She's the fuck him for crack.
The guy who sold the crack was in on it with them.
With the other crack
so
dealer.
Then, like, as they were talking about it, they're like, look, we'll give you $5,000 if you could find me someone
to do this.
And that was like her best friend, but she's like,
I got the guy.
I got the fucking guy. Exactly. Yeah. So that's why at the end, she's like, they keep calling
this evil genius because they claim that the two people who orchestrated this thing had very high IQs, which I believe they do. They're very manipulative, and you can see how they speak, but...
Right, I mean, this is a really complicated...
plan.
Yeah, and the way they made the bomb and all that is very intricate.
But my thing is this. None of the stuff that really showed their intelligence got shown. Like, they fucked up in the first fucking 10 minutes of the plan. I don't care how extravagant your plan is after... We didn't get to see it. You know, that's like saying, I would have been the best college quarterback ever if I played football. But no, I ended up not going to the gym and not where, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But the thing that gets me too with this is, what's your line between psychopath and genius? Because you could be a psychopath and not be into...
Yeah, they're not mutually exclusive. You could be both.
But they're calling this person a genius, but this woman also didn't shout.
How about this? I just thought about this. They're looking at her as the evil genius, right?
Yes.
How about this? You really think about it, the fucking guy is the evil genius, because with all this going on, he doesn't get arrested, he's showing the cops where everything is,
and he's
the one that built the bomb, he's the one that...
Yep. Right. So maybe she's right, maybe she is set up too. You know, because she was screaming that in jail the whole time that she set, well, she got set up.
I think she's just thinking she's set up because she's in jail and he's not. Or she's in jail and the other guys aren't.
Yeah,
because he told on her.
If so. I build a bomb and you go to jail, like, that seems like a pretty good plan.
Well, by the way, we can make some money.
The first one to go to the police almost got away with it. Like, if she went to the police and ran on him, he would have been the one in jail and she would have.
He's fucking jamming the mic. So, the last thing, I never heard of this fetish before. He was a leg worshipper. Apparently, the two masterminds behind this plan, they were engaged at one point, and they were together for many, many years, but she always calls him an evil Jew, which is hilarious. She calls him an evil Jew because he's, like, the mastermind, but she's also just mad that she didn't get away with it. So,
right. Like, she should have turned on him first or something.
He used to have sex with her through her thighs, not, like, he wouldn't penetrate her vagina. She says it out of nowhere, too. She just mentions this. It's not like... Like, they were talking about, like, was the bomb real? And she's like, by the way, this evil Jew was a leg worshipper. He used to make her squeeze her legs together, and he would hump the inside of her thighs. And then he would lick her legs.
I'll try anything once.
Yeah.
Well, you're a foot guy, so that's one step below it.
If the other person is into it, I guess. That seems like a weird one, though.
It seems like actually safe sex, to be honest. I've never heard of anybody getting AIDS from your thighs, you know? But it just got me in the middle of the whole thing because I was eating and then, like, you just picture these two disgusting people. Gross people. It was just... Overall, I would say as a doc series, I'll give it 4 to 5. 3 to 4.
You know what? I was thinking about this, like, not just documentaries because it's a doc series. Like, how does it bow up against the other ones? Like, Making a Murderer or
really
The Sleepers?
You really
like
that one.
That was okay.
It had a complete agenda, though.
You're right.
With a documentary having an agenda, is it?
But when people act like... There's people in this world who act like documentaries are fact. Like, it's an undisputable scientific law. Right. It's not. It's a whole nother point. It's art, too. It is art.
Exactly. You can veer opinion of a documentary.
Absolutely. Michael Moore's admitted he's changed stuff in documentaries.
If you have a point that you're trying to make, that's not, like, a bad thing. As long as you're upfront about it.
But don't you hate these people? Like, me and him are very, like, I'm very open-minded with what I watch. I don't watch something and I don't sit there and I'm like, oh, wow, this is what we're being lied to about? Right. I don't do that. But there's some people who watch... We're going to talk about it in a little bit. 9/11. There's some people who will sit down, watch Loose Change once, and then next party thereafter, like, by the way, you guys know you're all being fucked, right? Tower 7. And there's a lot more you need to look into this stuff about than just watching one documentary. But
right. We'll save the docs for another time, because we could go in deep.
What would you say your favorite documentaries of all time, before we do this, before we go into the second
time? All time.
I love The Cove. We watched that at your house, because I got totally depressed.
I don't know. Give me a second. I'll get back to that.
I don't mind. It's probably Dear Zachary. Have you ever seen that one?
That's a fucking tough one to watch.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it.
I got mad at you for that one. You recommended it, and at the end, I'm like, this kid is... Spoiler alert. This kid is dead?
I don't know if that... If
you know, nah, it's fine. Go.
Yeah, that's fucked up, that one.
That's almost a story I didn't want anybody to tell, but you kind of like, oh my God, that's hard to watch.
Yeah.
I'm upset you mentioned that.
Me too.
Oh, God. Topic two, we're going to do. Oh, can I mention one thing?
Oh, please. Oh, and also, how long is it? Is it like 8 episodes?
Four,
which is great.
Oh, that's
it's
great.
4:45 minutes.
Just
that's
enough.
Why I put it. That's why I put it ahead of Making a Murderer, because it just got redundant. And like,
that was probably what, 12?
10, maybe? 8? It was definitely
that's
8.
That's a lot.
Right, yeah, you could have gotten a lot more out of it, because I think that
You could stretch it out as long as... But like, as once you're done, you're like, you could pull two episodes out that are kind of just filler and just bullshit and make it thing.
No, but I mean, like, the story about the bomb... That investigation went on for like 10 years.
It was still even going on up until last year when she died.
Last year.
She's buried in the woman, Marge. She's buried in an unmarked grave. I'm like, wow, they admitted she's guilty. But I wanted to say one thing because I did it as a topic already. Season finale of Barry was on this week. Fucking outstanding. That might have been the best comedy HBO. Not that HBO was hitting them out of the park with comedies. That is the best comedy HBO has done. It's one of the best comedies.
Better than Curb?
Never mind, I take that back. Sorry, Aaron, thank you. It is the second best comedy HBO's ever done, but it's one of the best TV...
Better than Arliss?
Arliss? What's Arliss?
You would say what's Arliss. Showing his age, showing your tanning. So Arliss is...
Was that on after Pete and Pete? No, it was on
after like the Larry Sanders show.
Yeah. Oh, Larry Sanders is good, though. I rewatched that.
It was a Robert Warhol?
Wool. Robert Wool.
Robert Wool.
Yeah. Wool.
Yeah.
Wool.
But,
He was a sports agent. It's kind of like the Rock show, but... 10 years ago, or something.
Not on steroids. I want to change my rating of the show. Not that I didn't like anything. Like, the show is fucking great as a comedy. I gave it 5 stars. I gave it 5 stars. I have to knock it down to 4 or 5 because there's some shows on HBO that are half an hour or less, and there's no reason for it to be. Like, if you... That right. show should be an hour, but I don't get why it's 22 minutes if there's no commercials.
Good point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Good well, there's still the HBO commercials.
Like,
I... Yeah, the last 8 minutes.
I was talking about... Yeah, about
the old 15-minute Entourage.
I... Oh, my... Dude, some of them were 17 minutes?
Were they?
Oh, my God. The last episode was like... I'm going to exaggerate here like I always do, but I think it was like 12.
Yeah, that last whole season
the,
was...
With the opening credits? Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. You know? But... I was talking to Brendan about it. The first episode I can give them doing 20 minutes because maybe they don't know what network they want to pitch it to. But after that, I don't know, maybe, hopefully they do make it an hour.
Right, well, I think it's easier. I think most people, that's how they write. They write for that yeah. time. So.
But yeah, give that both of those, the doc series, Evil Genius, watch it. And if you want to be in a better mood, watch.
It's what, actually about what series? What other series you watch now? You watch any other on Showtime? Or
we were watching Westworld. We were talking about
I got through like the first six seasons. Six episodes of the first season, I lost it.
I was in the exact same thing. Because
like people say, like people enjoy it, but it's... Too much fantasy. Listen to this. Too much.
Listen to this bullshit. I was at.
Westworld?
Westworld. Yeah.
So topic number two is God of War. It just came out like 2 weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Is this only for PlayStation?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's either the fourth or the seventh game, depending on if you count prequels and side stories.
Of
God of War.
Okay.
But it's really a direct sequel to the original trilogy.
But it's not a reboot.
What's it called? It was the originals God of War?
Yeah, it was God of War, God of War 2, God of War 3, and then they made a right, and now this one.
Boy, all it stops.
Now this one is got just God of War again.
It's not a reboot though. It's the same character.
It's the same character. Okay. So the original games involved Greek gods. They had always been talking about what they were going to do next. They were going to do the Norse gods, and everyone kind of just assumed that they would like make a new character. And instead, they just brought the same character into the Norse world.
And people didn't like that.
No, they fucking loved it.
Oh, okay. I'm taking this the wrong way. I'm still not a video game.
The most interesting thing about it is the main character's name is Kratos. And his only like characteristic is that he's angry. He's the fucking angriest guy ever.
Yeah.
Right? The plot of the first game is he's going to die. Ares, the god of war, saves his life. In exchange for being able to see his family one more time, he has to serve... The God of War.
Does he have an exact origin, like where he's from?
He's from Sparta. He's a Spartan.
Oh, he's a Greek? But he's black, though, right?
Isn't
he black?
The voice actor's black.
I don't know.
He's Greek. So he's kind of like tan, and then eventually
who's the basketball? Beautiful. Who's the basketball player? The guy in the...
Oh, Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis.
Right. And then eventually, in Murderous Rage, he kills his family. That's the last time he gets to see his family one more time when he murders them.
Okay.
And then... The rest of the game is him hunting down Ares and killing him.
Okay, all right. I get the one.
And then, so that's the first game. And then the second two games is him climbing Olympus and he kills all the gods. The last game ends. The last game ends with you beating Zeus to death as the ghost of your daughter is telling you how.
But are you a spirit though? Or are you dead? Or are you actually supposed to be a person legally?
No, Kratos is after dead. He kills Ares, he becomes the Greek god of war.
Ooh.
So you're a god. Actually.
Hence the title.
And then. And so you beat Zeus to death while your kid's telling you how you have to like let go.
And
like,
you don't.
Don't how be
does
angry.
It, how does it play? Are you in a world running around? Are there boards, levels?
Yeah, it's like a fixed camera and you run around and then it's a lot of like button mashing and you're killing like hordes and hordes of enemies. Like you're trying to build up a combo.
Is it a free map?
No, it's puzzles and fighting, that's all it is. The end of those three games always bothered me because it's literally like every time you hit the button, you punch Zeus in the face again, and you have to keep doing it over and over again as the screen fills with blood. And your daughter's like telling you how you can't be so angry. You have to like let go. So that always bothered me because it's like there was no resolution to that.
Did they cap it off with this one or no?
That was like almost 10 years ago. So this game starts with Kratos has moved. He started a new family, and his new wife just died. So
this guy has bad luck.
Very bad luck. So him and his son are like having her funeral, and her last wish is to be her ashes to be spread on the highest mountain. Right?
Okay.
And so the rest of the game is Kratos being a distant father to his son, and like them not being able to like relate to each other.
So he's not a good person.
No, oh no, he
started the first one when he killed his family.
Yeah, they specifically deal with how
Kaiser Soze
is. He's a sociopath.
Him trying to, one of the main points of the game is him trying to be a good father, even though he's a fucking monster, and like, he just kills everything that he comes across.
It's like Joe Jackson.
And then, and like in the middle of the
that
game,
was a good bit. You should have laughed.
In the middle of the game, like his son starts acting like him and starts being a dick about everything.
Uh-huh.
And it's like the way they do it, it actually makes you like kind of stop for a moment and you realize, and like Kratos, you see Kratos realize that him being a dick is making his son a dick.
This is deep, bro. Fucking video game.
So,
what happened to fucking James Bond kills Trevor?
Like, you see him not pick him up at school.
Well, yeah.
At one point, you're...
He comes home drunk.
Yeah, oh, there's a whole thing about how he, like, he would go off...
It does sound like you're watching a lot of the storyline, though.
Well, you're playing this whole time. This stuff happens while you're doing stuff.
Wait, so video games have gotten more intricate with the storylines and stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
I remember when Max Payne first came out, that was, exactly. like, a dark... Yeah. And all you see is just a dead body on the ground. They don't really explain, like...
Max Payne was good. That's one of the few video games... You mentioned this, the other podcast talking about the video games. That was one of the few ones that I beat more than once. I went back for more.
Max Payne's great. Except great. There's that one level where, like, the kid's crying and you have to walk on
Oh,
the
God, thing. That's creepy as shit.
Yeah, it gave me nightmares.
Yeah.
I
like the slow motion in Max Payne.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the first game they did that?
The bullet time, yeah.
Yeah. No, fuck.
Because it came out right after The Matrix.
Came out in, like, 2001. That was, like, one of the first big Xbox games.
Yeah.
Because that was my first
year in
college.
No, that was PlayStation. PlayStation was Rockstar games.
I played it on the computer.
I played it on Xbox.
Wait, one more thing here, quick, before you go back into this. Do they make every game for the computer first?
No.
They used to,
but now more people have consoles than have computers.
Okay.
So now...
You play this on the computer?
No, I played this on my PS4.
Okay.
Is there a game that you would play on the computer, like if it came out?
That you'd rather on the computer?
Yeah.
Because the controls are like, it's like L and apostrophe.
You're literally landing a plane.
I have the
You plug that to your computer.
It goes Bluetooth, okay. It goes right to it.
That's almost cheating, though.
That is, because you remember a time when there were games like Doom and all that. And
there's a whole thing in people talking about, like, you can't be really good at console shooters.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you someone's playing with a mouse and keyboard and someone's playing with a controller, the person with the mouse and keyboard is always going to win.
Always?
Really?
Because,
tell me!
Because you're so much more you're so much faster, so much more sensitive. It's, like, easier to do headshots.
Well, that's, really? Like, all, most I of those, like, most of those, like, e-fucking tournaments in the garden and all that,
yeah.
It's all computer.
It's like,
really?
They have...
Most of them.
They
not
have,
all of
they,
them.
They make specific tournaments for controller play.
Right.
I would think it would be the opposite, but I...
Well, the thing is, like, you like, whenever, like, I catch it on TV and I stick around and watch and see, like, there's 20,000 people at this event, and you're like, holy shit.
What am I
shit.
Missing? Yeah.
Right. And, like, you'll watch for, like, 10 minutes, and then, like, they'll pan to him, and you're like, holy fuck, he's on, like, a computer. He's like a mouse
and
a keyboard.
There's people who do this for, like, a living. They make enough money doing it.
Hell yeah.
Really?
More than your fucking airsoft buddy at EMR school, wherever
you are. EMR school!
The last Dota tournament, the prize was like $32 million or something.
Why don't I have all the fucking time I waste?
Like, I'm telling you.
That has a thing where, like, you can buy, like, you know, skins for your characters, and all the money that you spend on that goes to the prize pool for...
Wow.
The international tournament.
I'd be putting the most money
in. Dude, they have events at the Garden, you can't buy a ticket.
Oh.
Wow.
Packed.
I was watching the Overwatch World Cup the other day. I'm sitting there looking at my phone watching people play video games.
That's like double more.
Yeah. This is the thing here. We got to bankroll you. You got to be like our Tom Cruise.
No, dude, I'm past. Once you're past 19, you're done.
That's your sweet spot?
Yeah, because
19 with what?
19 years old.
Yeah, and you're done.
That's your fighting
career.
You're
done, like,
done
being a professional?
Yeah, because your reaction time slows down too much.
Was that a real
He gave you a real
up.
Fucking
the
answer. He gave you a real answer.
Like, he's talking like Joe Louis. I can't
fight
anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Rocky,
yeah.
You
have to be like 17 years old on Adderall and you play like 20 hours.
He's like, why do you think I haven't shaved in 3 months?
Yeah. Occasionally I see a trailer for a game that one actually looks really good.
No, it's great. It's
what would you rate it out? I know you hate doing this.
One other thing I'd be interested in, someone playing it, because a lot playing it that's never played the other three. Because a lot of it is set up on the idea that you know who Kratos is. You know that he literally murdered, like, 30 gods.
Yeah.
Most of them with his bare hands. Like, he actually, like, ripped their head off or something like that. And every time he does something, like, really special, and the son's being, like, surprised by it. The son has no idea who he is.
Oh, so it's like an alter ego kind of thing? Like, it's like a superhero kind of thing?
Right. Well, it's like he moved and settled down with his family and didn't tell them who he was.
I'm kind of the god of war.
So, like, the... Right, so it's like he's been hiding this the whole time, and then, so, I don't know if that kind of mystery, like, if it was more of a mystery of who he actually is and, like, what he did, I don't know how that would hold up, but I'd recommend it as much as I could recommend a video game.
Oh wow!
Still
won't give me a number. So that's hates doing numbers.
Why do you hate doing numbers?
Because he's a dick.
I just don't want to do numbers.
Watch when we get to your topic. He stays on the fence a lot, and then you could see what he really thinks. Like, you see where he's leaning, and then you know, like, that's where you'd land, but he doesn't want to do that.
He doesn't want to reveal himself.
Yes.
He's guarded.
He's the guard.
I'm down.
I'm yep. not guarded.
Yes, you are. Okay. Look how nervous you got. I've never seen you. It's a fucking nervous breakdown.
So the one other thing about the game that I wanted to say was, that's a lot of story stuff, but the mechanics of it is actually, the original games are a lot of just like mashing buttons, doing stuff really quick. In this game, you get an axe that, it's basically Thor's hammer. You throw it and it comes back to you.
Okay.
Or you hit the button and it comes back to you, and then you're punching people, and then so it turns into a combo. If you throw it, hit people, call it back.
Is it more combat than magic?
It's mostly combat, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But the feeling of throwing it and then like calling it back, you know, like, it makes this. It just makes like a foot noise when it comes back.
Get your dick hard. Get your dick hard.
You do it like a thousand. You do it like 1,000 times throughout the game, and it's always awesome.
Uh huh.
It's you know, it's got the story, it's got the gameplay, it's got everything.
Yeah.
And it's got the first like best hour of a video game, I think.
Wow.
How long? How many hours to complete?
To do everything, it's like 30.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, you're not that bad. That's no, yeah. 2 hours a night for fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah. Or you do it like I did, play 8 hours for 3 days. Do you think that Gordon Bombay, Mighty Ducks, was named Gordon Bombay because he drinks gin?
Wait, what?
Because like,
where did you came up with this yourself? Or you
this is a Reddit. Is this a Reddit?
No, this came to me in a flash. I was sitting at a stoplight and I just thought about it.
Came to you in a flash. Why he drinks gin in the movie?
Well, the reason he's the coach for the Mighty Ducks is because he got a DWI.
Oh, absolutely. They did that.
His community service is that he has to do this hockey team.
You're gonna get mad at me right now? Like really mad at me? I've never seen the Mighty Ducks.
Really?
Old are you?
By the time I
was on right after Arliss,
I wasn't a hockey player. I wasn't like
I think we go with athlete, but
you were not good at physical activity, Z.
I play all the sports, not hockey.
No, like Sandlot might be one of the best sports movies.
Sandlot's a great movie.
Yeah.
But I capped out at Sandlot. You know, that was
wasn't Mighty Ducks before Sandlot?
I'm gonna say definitely.
In my childhood, I feel like it was.
I would say 2 years. I'd say Mighty Ducks is 94 and Sandlot's 96. That would be my guess.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Let's run the thing.
Is it bad that all my favorite sports movies are kids, like Little Giants?
No. Wow. The thing is, like I was going to say, you have to see Mighty Ducks, but Mighty Ducks as an adult, still a good movie, but it won't have the nostalgia and feel to it.
Right, because you're going to identify more with Gordon Bombay than you will.
Gordon Bombay. I love what he said to you, fucking asshole. You can never do that in a kid's movie anymore. Like, the coach has a D-Wee. It always has to be like an unsaid, like, you know?
Yeah, instead, no, but it was a 90s.
Mighty Ducks, 92.
He didn't even go to jail. He drives those kids around in that movie.
That's your punishment. You have to drive these kids around.
Sandlot 93. So let's see how that right.
There you go.
No, close. But I want to do this as a topic down the line. I want to do, like, maybe we will do it with John. But am I wrong? One of my favorite sports movies, and it's like, I love sports documentaries and I love sports movies. Mm-hmm. I cannot sit through one full game ever of anything, unless it's like a championship game where we have money on it and I'm losing money.
That's why I like professional wrestling, because it has like the...
all the allure of that you're...
Yeah, they've set it up to have like that good story of like a good sports documentary.
Okay.
But like, I can't sit through a baseball game.
My favorite sports movie of all time is Friday Night Lights, and it's because they lose at the end. That was like the first movie I saw where like the team loses, and the movie was so fucking good because of it.
That's why like the Rocky series is so great. We've talked about that.
We did the rankings for Rocky.
No, wait, I want to hear, what's your ranking on the Rocky movies?
What, ranking which one's the best?
Personal favorites. It doesn't have to be, because if you're doing that, number one won the Oscar.
Right.
Like,
okay, probably. Probably like when I watched them all, Five was my favorite for
Thank
a long
you.
Time.
Five.
Really?
Thank
because,
you.
Because Five was like kind of when it came out. Like, I saw that one a lot, like, when it came out and everyone saw it and I
that
saw it.
That was your Rocky.
You know, like, that's what I mean. That so it was like, sense, yeah. Everyone Rocky, and then I watched that one. Plus, it was a little more Hollywood-ish.
Right.
I loved
finding an alley.
It was easier. Right, exactly. With the kid. Tommy Morrison's great, too. So, but...
Four is a classic. Four might be the
They one. Are. No, I would just sequels. Say I would just say that... I guess Five was like when I was younger.
Yeah,
but if you want to break it down.
No, that's fair.
You know, Tommy, you're a real piece of shit, Tommy.
I love it.
Rocky 1 or Rocky 2, which one's better?
See, Rocky 2, he wins, but Rocky 1, I swear, Rocky 1 sets the series up because he loses. Rocky 1.
But he wins in the first one, too.
Because exactly.
He just went into the distance.
Yes. Okay, go ahead. Topic 3.
John has a nervous breakdown.
Topic number 3 is going to be best conspiracy theories?
Something like that. Well, maybe my top. Probably my top two are my top two. These are just that kind of intrigued me. And I'll give you a little background about why they've grabbed me. For my number 5, I put Jesus and Mary Magdalene. I guess the fact, like, does Jesus have a bloodline today?
The Da Vinci Code.
No, that's it. That's kind of what got me into it. I wouldn't say I'm a big reader, but after college, I did get into reading. One of the first books after college, right? After college, you're fucking studying. You don't have time to fucking leisurely read.
Yeah.
You know?
Or just the way you do what I did and just not do any of your schoolwork and just read.
And just read. Fun. Okay, exactly.
Those are always the smartest people. It's like, fuck your shit.
So I think the genesis of this is I read the Da Vinci Code. It's probably one of the 3 or 4 books that I've read more than once, and I probably read Da Vinci Code like 3 or 4 times.
I think Da Vinci Code is a great book.
It is. Fucking amazing book.
Okay, I would be sure. How many times have you read the Bible?
Yeah, exactly.
More people have read
this
book.
So now, like, here's the thing. I mean, I'm Catholic. I went to church every Sunday growing up. We never went on holidays. But I also see the holes in the whole fucking thing, right?
So then you're not Catholic, John.
Well, however you want to specify. Yeah. I mean, I think it's important to have some faith and belief, but everyone, you know, we're not getting into that debate. That's like getting into...
Yeah,
you know,
we're at 45 minutes here.
So I think, like, this is the first time where it almost, like, was brought to light to me, like, holy shit, why couldn't he have a fucking kid?
Right.
You know, I know they said that.
I think the only other thing that I'm really familiar with that, like, brought that up was, I think that's a big point in Last Temptation of Christ, right?
They brought it to light with the fact that she wasn't a hooker. There's a great book, Reza Aslan, he does the show on CNN called Faith, where he goes around and learns about all these different people's faith. And
I don't.
He wrote a book called Zealot. It's very similar to Da Vinci Code, but it just goes into the historical Jesus, and he looked up every historical thing about Jesus in other texts and stuff like that, anything where he doesn't claim to be divine. The fact that they call, in the Jewish faith, if they call you rabbi means you are a rabbi, very self, you know. But
it just means teacher, though, doesn't it?
No, to be a rabbi in the Jewish faith, you have to take a wife. That's a rule. That's part of it. You have to take a wife before you become a rabbi. They call Jesus rabbi all the time in the Old Testament. They do all of it. That was one of the things. But my thing is, I think they made Mary Magdalene out. They make a lot of women out in the Catholic Church, in the Bible, to be, like, they made her a hooker. I don't believe she was a hooker.
Yeah, I remember when I read the Da Vinci Code and trying to look into it, and there was a story, like, Mary Magdalene is associated with the foot washing thing.
Yes.
But, like, literally reading it, it doesn't say that the prostitute who did it was Mary, but the two characters kind of got combined over time.
Okay.
Yeah,
and it was like that's who Mary Magdalene was. There's nothing in the Bible that actually says that.
Yes, the other thing is
it just kind of became
the other thing is too, the Bible has been changed and parts have been taken out and stuff like that more than any other
book. If you're reading it in English, you're reading it in its fourth translation.
Like, do you know who translated the King James Bible we read today?
No,
William Shakespeare.
I did know that.
Yeah.
Or I've heard that.
Yeah. And then there's a whole conspiracy of William Shakespeare was even a real person.
Yeah.
I love that one. His slave wrote all those great books, or, like, he stole from others. Right. Every writer steals from somebody else, you know? Like, you think we talk about this book all the time. It's another great book. It's called Hero of a Thousand Stories, not Man of a Thousand Stories.
Hero of a Thousand Faces.
Yes. About how every story has come from another one of some period of time.
Well, different dialect,
you can go into the whole Jesus thing that Horace's exact story, and it was 2,000 years before Christ, is the exact same story.
The old Norse story of Balder dies and he's going to come back.
Yeah.
He's like the only good god, and then after Ragnarok he's going to come back and restore order.
There's also another great book, and Thomas Jefferson wrote it, actually. It's called... Thomas Jefferson took the New Testament, and he took all the parts out where Jesus claimed to do something. And it's called the Moral and Ethical Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, and it's a great book.
Right.
Like, I don't like to when I say, like, I'm an atheist or that I don't believe in Catholicism. I don't like it to be like that I disgrace Jesus. Jesus Christ, if that's the person we are reading about, it's a great person to live your life by.
Right.
Like, who? That's even if he had kids, who's to say that him being a father didn't make him a better person? You know, like. You know, the guy was on the cross for 3 days. He obviously had some fucking conviction in his life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So was the thief next to him.
But you know, they were going up there because they were guilty of a crime. Like, Jesus went up there on a cross for 3 days. Like, if you would have hopped up and like, guys, this is, I'm fucking that whore over there. Then you would have been like, okay. If you read his actual teachings, he's a wonderful person, model your life guy. And if you're a good Christian, you're a good Christian. But there's a lot of bad Christians in the world, just like any other group.
There's bad people that happen.
Every group.
Yeah. So now, do you think there are people out there that know of his bloodline?
Absolutely.
Or similar, like, similar to, like, the Da Vinci Code with the Priory of Sion and all that.
I would think that if Mary Magdalene was pregnant at the time of his death, and, like, the apostles knew it, you would assume that they would have taken care of them, right?
Right.
Especially, like, you had...
No, because I believe he had a kid. They're like, I could believe all that, but now do you believe, like, they still follow that line, or...
No.
Or...
I believe it's been lost.
I would imagine...
I think
one
so
of
too.
Them would have came
I
out
think
already.
So too.
One, if I was related to Christ the way I am now,
I
imagine
agree.
Me.
I agree.
Right, I would think I that the church had some really rough times there for, like, 1,000 years. Like,
they would have used him.
They would have used him, or they would have killed them, or
something.
Like, yeah. Pope Innocent would have fucking done something about it.
Yeah.
My favorite book.
That's a good point, though. I like that one.
Right.
But I do think
church hits a bit, kind of like the last 15 years.
Yeah. Like, you think God? You think
the last 2,000 years have been ups and downs?
And then say you find out it's somebody like that's a really rotten piece of shit. You know,
right?
Like, say you find out like Kanye West is actually a descendant of Christ.
No,
that would explain a lot, though. It would
explain those beats, huh?
Yeah, the runaway single was great, man.
Okay, moving on. Let's go number four. I have here is the moon landing.
Okay.
Let me say this, okay? I kind of been, I don't know, maybe it started with the 9/11 where I kind of got into stuff like conspiracies or whatever. The moon landing conspiracy didn't even come to me, or like I didn't read about it or even think about it or hear about it probably until like the last 5 to 8, 10 years.
Yeah,
it blew up a lot
once
later.
But people have been talking about this for...
Since it happened.
Exactly.
Right.
So, like, I was surprised that I hadn't heard about it earlier.
Right.
I haven't even thought about it earlier. And then you watch documentaries like Room 237,
yeah.
Or, like, you read some different things. So, okay, Robbie, did we land on the moon?
How can you land on a hologram?
Have you ever see this theory on YouTube?
No.
That when they people watch the moon and it flickers, they think it's a hologram? It's so fucking amazing.
But, no, I think we definitely went to the moon. I think...
But I said this.
What is it? 9 people have walked on the moon.
I said this to them last night, though. I do believe there were.
What was the first one? 11. 11.
Fuck! God damn it!
Apollo 11.
I think there's moon landings.
Neil and Buzz.
It's been proven that there's been.
And the other guy that no one remembers.
There's been missions that have been fake. There was the Russian one with the guy. First guy went to space. Didn't actually go into space. He was just in low orbit, like he was like, you know, hiding.
Right, because they conclude like the one where they show the guy walking in space, but you see it's like a picture. Of him like walking on a ladder in
is this the MTV thing? What is this?
Yeah, no, exactly, right? No, I don't know the guy's name.
I do love the moon landing is one of my favorite conspiracies because of the mental gymnastics you have to get everything to make sense.
I like that, though.
So like you have right, so like, and then set it up with like Stanley Kubrick did it, and then he was like secretly telling people that he did it through his other movies and stuff.
Wait, what are you talking about there?
Room 237.
Yeah, it's...
You ever see the documentary Room 237?
No.
It's about The Shining.
It's about The Shining.
Okay.
It's how, because he did The Shining.
Good.
So back to the fake moon landing. They say that Stanley Kubrick was the one...
He directed.
Directed it.
Wow, that's fucking
you don't
cool.
Have this?
No.
Yeah.
You gotta watch Room 237,
then,
dude. You're getting a fucking wormhole, dude.
Yeah,
this is sick.
Space Odyssey and
all of
The
that.
Shining has a bunch of secret...
There's
hints towards how he was
Room 237 may be on Netflix. It's like a 3-hour documentary about how like everything, like
there's something in the carpet,
like the V in the carpet represents like fake Trinity, something like that.
That's the guy you would have do it to.
Exactly.
And he's a guy who would consider doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
So dude, they dive into like crazy shit when you're watching and they're constantly going back to The Shining. They're like, look in this scene here when Jack Nicholson does this.
Wow.
Then,
all right, I'm going I'm canceling my date. Honey, we're not going out tonight.
I got business to do with that.
I got business from 50 years ago to watch. But my thing is with the moon landing, I try and think about it with people think like the government, like the people you elect are people just like you and us, if not worse. Some of them are worse.
Mm.
Like, you want to put yourself in a position of like Richard Nixon or LBJ, so like that. I could see myself in a situation if, say, we couldn't get to the moon and the Russians were doing it, totally doing this. Could you see, like, if you're a nice person, so you're not a liar, but I am. And I totally see myself in a position of power being, we went to the moon and set up the whole thing. I would do that. That's
right.
But this is also...
Well, I think it was Jimmy Carter was probably the most famous one. It was like, he's seen a UFO, And he said how he was going to disclose all the information that the government had on it.
And then,
as soon as he won election, he was like, I can't do it. I think Trump just did the same thing. There's something that they tell you when you become president.
You're not allowed to talk about it.
Well, and you are, once you get all the information, you realize this is something that everyone can't know.
Yeah, yeah. Like Hillary Clinton is a reptilian shapeshifter. She's the biggest bitch in the world because she goes on Jimmy Kimmel and she goes... And Jimmy Kimmel said the one thing I do like about Trump is that Trump said he'll release the UFO documents. And she goes, oh, I'm going to do that too. Right when I get in there, I'm going to... You're the one who knows it. Like, you've been in there.
Yeah, you already... Bill doesn't know?
Yeah. Bill might not. He was too busy getting laid. Come on. Okay.
Well, that's what... I think Hillary was looking at all the files while he was busy.
Yeah.
So we think... She's trying to figure out where she came from. Because I think we landed on the moon. I have to, but... I think I want to.
Yeah, it's... You don't want to say the greatest accomplishment of, like, mankind.
Well, because that goes into the other thing, like, okay, say it was fake. Say Stanley Kubrick did...
You got me so excited to watch this.
...did direct a fake moon. Like, there's just way too many people involved to keep that.
So, yeah.
Right?
You don't end up at NASA without having, like, this burning desire. Like, this is what you want to do.
Exactly, right? And then, like, you're telling everyone you're doing it, but deep down in your soul, you know...
It's like, yeah,
how much of a fucking dick... Yeah, there would be one guy...
That's a good point.
Right, I was like...
Because, like, stuff with that, like, with astronauts and all that. It was, like, the other night, and we were watching This Strange Rock. It's on Discovery Channel about the Earth and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, talking about people, like, the astronauts have been in space for, like, a year or years, and then, like, these two people are kind of pretending that they're on a journey to Mars or on Mars, and they're, like, living in a bubble for, 3 years.
Because they're trying to figure out
it's going to take to do that, and can you physically and mentally deal with one person and, like, just going outside, you have to put on all this shit and all that.
My favorite story about when they were first trying to go to the moon, they locked two guys in. It was the same thing. They locked two guys in, because the original space shuttles were closer than we are right now.
Yeah. Right.
And they just left them in there for, like, 3 weeks. So no showers, no changing your clothes, nothing, and you're sitting there with this guy.
Because they
had to figure out how long you could wear underwear for without changing them or showering. And it's about 2 weeks for cotton underwear.
Before it starts
to eat away. Your natural oils eat away the cotton.
Oh, wow.
So when you have, like, a hole in your underwear, that's what I was saying.
That's right.
Cool, so back to what I was
saying, like what you were saying. So, like, Diane looks at me, she's like, how much do these fucking astronauts get paid to do this? And I'm like...
Especially...
Like you're saying, it's not about the money for them. No. They're not worried about money. They're fully engaged in trying to go to the moon or trying to do this or trying to do that.
And especially those early astronauts, like, those were all test pilots from the... Like, those were guys that...
They were from, like, super duper Navy.
Yeah, and their job was to fly planes. This might kill you. Because we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And, like, and they're like, but you're our best pilots. You might die,
so,
but go for
so
it.
So that's why you have
they
to
get astronauts from?
It
originals.
Used to, right.
Like, it's changed. In more recent years, now it's scientists, people that can go up.
Yeah.
And they go for stability.
Yeah.
Where originally...
They wanted to do it as a task.
They needed cowboys, people who didn't care if they died or not. Exactly. They needed
but we're smart enough to do it, but we're also...
Right. Now it's like, no, you're going to be there for 6 months. We need everyone who's not going to, like... Everyone who's mentally stable.
This is what we're saying. You know, you devote your whole life to trying to get to the moon and trying to do all that, and then they tell you, look, we're going to film this in the basement. Like,
not going to the fucking basement.
Maybe this is why Buzz Aldrin's insane, though.
Well, no, did you... Have you
ever heard him speak?
He's insane because he fucking went to the moon.
But that's the other possibility. he's someone up in the conspiracy. Like, he's been on the moon.
Like, yeah, he risked his life to go.
Right, you
the
may
moon.
Not come back. You missed the moon.
And
you keep going.
And he said, fine.
Right. Do you know how mad I would be if I were them, though, and people were saying I faked it?
Well,
have
you ever seen that famous video of Buzz Aldrin
getting mad?
Yeah, but he's walking out of some interview or something, and a guy walks up to him and goes, Buzz Aldrin, why would you lie about going to the moon? You're a liar and you're a coward and all this stuff. And Buzz Aldrin he's like an 80-year-old man. He just turns around and punches the guy right
in the face.
Shut up! It's amazing.
I have to watch. All right, room, what is it? Room 237?
Room 237.
And Buzz Aldrin punching a hippie in the face. Got it.
That's it. Okay. All right.
That's a good experience,
that was
though.
For number three, keep it in outer space, aliens.
Okay.
Are they real? Do they exist? Talk to me.
Okay. We're going to do, I still want to talk about the moon with this too, because Buzz Aldrin has the thing that he claims he goes out there even further, that he claims there's a base on the other side of the moon.
Right. And it could be an alien or it could be Nazis.
That's where they went?
Maybe.
But my thing is, I absolutely do believe, if you, I'm going to say the same thing every other person says with extraterrestrial life. if you believe we're the only life form in this universe, you really just need to put your head back in the sand and just live there until you die. Because there's no human beings want to think that we are the smartest, we are the best, and then on top of that, then you get American humans that say we are the best humans, we're the smartest, we're the, but we're not. We do like
chances are we're nothing special.
Not at all. In fact, we're the worst. I believe aliens. I believe aliens at all. We're like the kid on the playground. Not the one who's like mentally challenged. Not the one like that. The weird one who wears the same t-shirt every day. And he looks like he comes from a troubled home. And like he's just.
The smelly kid.
Putting his finger in his ass.
Pretty much your childhood.
Very good, John. Very good.
But, right, and the aliens don't want to come talk to us.
I believe aliens drive by all the time. They're like, oh, wait. Oh, look down. Oh, they're still arguing about the color they are. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, we'll come back. Like,
we'll be right back.
I would want to talk to me. You think if an alien landed and saw our president and then like, okay, me?
I think it's just easy. If we're here, why can't they be there? Simple.
Simple.
And I believe in aliens, but I don't know.
If it's the
I'm skeptical that they've made it here because of the sheer distances and.
Good point. Like, but they also, what was that? Unacknowledged? Dude, Unacknowledged, it's a documentary on Netflix. Again, you can't believe everything you hear or read, but these are like NSA heads and CIA and all that, and they all come forward together, and they're like, look, we want to reveal shit that's going on like that. You know, we have the ability almost, like, we could live without oil. Like, we know how to generate energy from nothing.
And
we
know,
right, we know that the aliens were here, like, there's just so many secrets, which there probably are.
Yep. Is that the idea, like, that the government has a...
You ever hear about the one alien they have that's been there?
Like, a communication, at least, with
aliens? Don't think that.
Absolutely not.
I don't think that.
But do they say that in a...
No. They don't say that. They say that they have spaceship, like, they have uncovered stuff. They have, like, when Tesla, he was like...
I know he was murdered for his discovery. That's pretty much.
So they were saying, like, he was working on something that they can do today. I don't know, like coils or whatever, where something can generate its own energy.
Yes.
So you don't need gas, fuel, coal, or anything.
Right.
But obviously the government and the powers that be don't want you that because they want you to buy the gas, the oil, and the electricity, and everything.
That's connected to the idea of, like, oil companies have been buying up the patents for electric cars for the last 60
years. And it goes into,
years.
Like, when Tesla died... I don't know if he was murdered, but it was in his apartment,
weird.
A hotel room in London or Paris, wherever the hell he was. Like, the U.S. government went in there, like, before anybody and took all his shit.
Yes.
Right. Well, like, I mean, that was connected to, he was building a death ray for, I think it was Russia, maybe it was Germany.
That's what they'll tell you.
Well, like, why they might be interested in killing him.
Right.
He's going to build a super weapon for...
One of the things that got me so angry. I love that documentary. It went to my top five documentaries of all time.
Unacknowledged.
I texted you to watch that until then I realized whose documentary that is.
Whose is it?
That's Academy of the Stars. Academy to the Stars. That's Tom DeLonge's company. That's Tom DeLonge produced that documentary.
Is it really?
Did he?
Yeah. All those guys. Those are all those. That's
they're
why
all actors.
That's why. And who's a bigger fucking Blink fan than you? Really? That's
I'm definitely a Blink guy, but Angels and Airwaves.
Worse. Mm. So he's even further.
Right.
Yeah. He's a member of the Academy. So the problem is, once I saw Tom DeLonge, all these guys, and once I saw, I rewatched it after I heard Tom DeLonge and Joe Rogan's podcast. I'm like, oh, you're the motherfuckers that are taking all this money from people claiming you're going to build a spaceship and take us all away. That's their fundamental, like, mission statement. They want to build a spaceship. And everybody who believes in this aliens the way they do, this is all Kool-Aid.
I got that. But it doesn't change the fact that whole meeting and that whole information display from those heads of the things was totally...
Depending on if those were who they said they
were. No, but I think they had to be, because it was like a big press thing. It wasn't like, you know, just guy talking into the camera. Like, this was a big...
But I get so mad when, like, you see these guys, they're like, and I'm not even supposed to be telling you this. You're on a documentary! Like, stop fucking with me. Stop telling me that. I moved past it. We're not, like, in the 50s anymore where everyone was like, ooh, you know, keep giving me the syrup,
right,
you know?
Right, they tell you that to get you on
the
edge.
Other side of it, too, with this is, like, that there's a whole business on UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
Just like there is to keep them, you know. The one thing I like about the documentary, Unacknowledged, not the one thing, the main point that I like so much is that they go into the fact that most UFO sightings, other than the fact that once cameras came out and everything became more popular, was once we started dropping nuclear bombs. That's what got me intrigued. Like, maybe the aliens are like, what the fuck are they doing over there? Like, are they doing that now too? Like,
right, well, that's also connected to the idea of, like, that was when the space age was kicking off, so that was what people were thinking that they were thinking about, so yeah, they would see it. Versus people seeing angels. Like, if you saw something that you couldn't explain, you would think of an angel. And now, if you saw light in the sky, you're going to think an alien, not God, you know?
My favorite, one of my favorite books and my favorite conspiracy theory of all time, we argue, you and me, once we get two or three in us, we start talking about, you ever see Mothman? You know the Mothman prophecies?
No.
Mothman is
go ahead.
Okay, Mothman is a conspiracy theory that people, it was in, I can't do the whole
West thing. Virginia?
But the basic, I need the whole mic and you guys to leave. The basic understanding is people didn't understand how to identify this, and people called it the Mothman, but you see it in cave paintings and stuff like that, that there's just, if they think of it like a symbol of death that's coming. It pops around, they saw it at 9/11 flying around. The thing is,
Chicago,
like, you and me had it, we hunted it, man.
Something's going on over there.
So the thing was that people were trying to explain in the book that sometimes back in the day, people would just say angel if they didn't understand what it was. So who knows how many times you see something that you can't explain, and people like back in the day were like, oh, that's Zeus, so that's Ares. And it's just a cool way of thinking, like, oh, maybe that's how they explain gods. Oh, maybe this means gods are real. It's just not what we think they are. Right, it's cool. I'll give you the book.
Like, that's how stories and mythology, like, something like that came from.
If you saw something and then, but you're trying to explain it with what you already believe in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. Right? If you're very real, if someone walked in here glowing and was, and told you something, like, you would understand that based on,
to be as the second coming of Jesus, yes, or the second God, yeah, on earth.
But you would base it on things that you already understand to try to explain it.
Right.
Versus if it's so far removed from anything that you understand.
That you can't explain it.
Right. That you could never explain, like, what it is, because you're stuck in your own knowledge about, yeah,
in
the world.
In the Mothman book, they also go into, like, different stuff where, like, they give you examples of stuff that's happened in history, in, like, mythology. Like, in Indian mythology, there's this story about these two gods. They had a war over the planet, over, like, India at this time, because they were Indian people. It was an Indian tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And that they fought in the sky, and bombs and explosions and everything like that. Recently, they found a mass grave in India from thousands of years ago, where 2,000, it's thousands of corpses where they had radiation. They died from radiation exposure. How the fuck could they get radiation? You never know. Maybe there was something that caused that. But it's cool how, like, people connect. Maybe that story actually happened. Maybe there was, you know, it's... But aliens, absolutely, I believe in.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Okay, number two, JFK. Was the government behind it? I'm not sure. Do I think Lee Harvey Oswald was the only gunman? No, I think there was definitely two guns at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, simple in the video, you see
the double hunch over,
and just
the forward and then the back.
The forward and the back, and like they're like, yo, it went through here, ricocheted out, and came out this way.
First, yeah.
So no, but I mean, that just goes to the point that, you know, there's the secrets that the government hide, and
I've always been partial to the idea of, like, the government didn't do it,
right?
But they positioned Harvey to be in a place to do it,
right?
I think I could go with that.
That the CIA was interested in JFK being killed, and maybe just didn't do everything they could to stop
it. Or they have subsects of it where, like, there's guys who are like two or three rungs down the plane who are like they're like, you know, bikers, how they have hangarounds. There's CIA hangarounds. Like, by the way, just go that Oswald, right, motherfucker.
And
they knew, like, just saying, like, they knew Oswald was going to do it.
Right.
So they positioned their own people without Oswald knowing that there's other people there. And then they know he's the patsy, like, and they know he's...
It's like the old, like, movies when you're in high school, and, like, the kid who gets bullied all the time, you really want to see him get his ass kicked. So you're like, yo, he's talking shit about it. I never did this, but he's talking shit. So then you get the guy to go over and punch him, and he gets, you know?
Gassing him up.
There's no way that the government wasn't watching Oswald. He lived in Moscow.
Right, like a Russian spy, like, right.
Right, so it's like they knew him, and they knew he was fucking, maybe
they, and they knew JFK, you know?
Yeah. And, like, and the government has reasons to want to get rid of JFK,
yeah,
for Vietnam, and right, maybe the aliens, who knows?
Fucking Monroe with his brother, that's disgusting, that's the worst one. They used to fuck her together. Imagine those two arrogant bastards banging Marilyn Monroe. Oh, we're so good at this, by Jackie. I'm done, that's my only rant for the day. But That one, people, isn't there a date where they said they could actually release that?
It passed already, and they released a lot of it, but some of it they reclassified the... They pushed it back.
They pushed it back?
Because people are still mad about it. They figured 2020.
I think it was supposed to be in...
15?
I think it was supposed to be in February? It was right after Trump's...
inauguration?
Yeah. And then they released a lot of it, but some of it got redacted again.
Because Trump wanted it to be about him, not about JFK.
Well, or they're covering something up.
What, did they release anything cool? Like,
Not really. Not that I remember. I should have reread up on
something. That's something you investigate or you read and you see as much as you can, but you're kind of running in circles, right?
Right, and it makes a lot of sense, but it's also... Are you just trying to, like, make sense of...
I just get mad.
Some dude got fed up and shot somebody. Like,
the thing, I get also mad at the conspiracy theories where, like, you're fighting a losing battle because even if you have all these facts about it, they're going to still be like, oh, you know, like, you're right. Never, like, JFK, they'll never admit to that. Like, aliens, say an alien lands there tomorrow, you'd be like, okay, all that time wasn't wasted because I don't know if it could be there, you know, it's,
right.
You know, JFK, I feel like, all right, we see with our eye, you know,
right.
Like.
All right, and is most of JFK fueled by, Oswald saying he was a path. If Oswald wasn't murdered,
what would he have said? What would have come out?
Right.
Well, that also lines up with the fact that it is a conspiracy.
He
was killed.
Right. He says I'm a patsy, and then he gets murdered.
Right.
And then that
who
guy
connected guy to him.
And that guy has cancer and dies later.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Jack Ruby.
Yeah.
But you know, it's also like, you know, he killed the president. What are you parading him out in public? You know,
I mean, so much he was in front. You ever seen the video? They
exactly.
Have like,
that's
yeah.
What I'm saying. So they put him in a position.
Exactly the same thing. They'll put you in a position where it could happen.
But we didn't want it
people
to.
People really loved JFK. Like, I don't blame the cops for being like, you just, yeah, walking you in front. Like, that one I could get.
Right. Know? Well, you mean like to put him in a position to get killed? Like, not a conspiracy thing, but.
Oh, you're saying like the local government said, let's walk him out in the public.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone.
Because fuck this guy.
Shoots this guy.
Yeah, you know?
Like, yeah, that's possible, too.
That's possible. The cops can't kill this guy, but hopefully this guy deserves it.
No,
yeah.
But I also think that if it was in line with that and they wanted him
absolutely.
Dead, then yeah. They're not hoping. They're not rolling the dice hoping Jack
come on,
Ruby
come on, Jack!
Right.
But the thing is...
Yeah, because at that point you just have a sheriff kill him and just say, oh, something happened.
Yeah, right.
He slipped twice.
Yeah, exactly.
But right. The thing is, too, with like, there's also a conspiracy with the Abraham Lincoln assassination that John Wilkes Booth, he was a government agent, too.
Right. Well, he
was.
He was a Confederate agent.
They kind of. It's weird. It's weird.
Who was?
The guy who shot Abraham Lincoln.
John Wilkes Booth?
Yeah. That he was not a CIA operative because
you read that book, Killing Lincoln?
I didn't.
Bill O'Reilly's book, Papa
yeah.
Bear?
Yeah.
No.
Papa Bear?
I'll tell you
they
what. I've read most of his killing ones.
His history ones are supposed to be pretty good.
He was a
fucking awesome. But the first one I read was Lincoln, and that was by far the best because that goes by like an hour, minute by minute timeline of. Before he got shot, and even like the weeks after trying to catch
right,
him.
Right, the manhunt.
The him. JFK one was pretty good, second best. And the Killing Jesus one, I was a little let down.
Yeah, what about Killing Patton?
Killing Patton was decent.
I heard that one was really.
Killing Patton was decent.
It's just, I wonder how
we're marching to Moscow.
I would love to meet.
Yeah.
I would love to meet the people who wrote those books, though, you know? the team of interns that all fucking got. Come on. But I call him Papa Bear. You ever hear the thing with him, the sex recording he has? Where
no.
He leaves the voicemail and he goes, well, are you going to come and make some time for the big bear? That might be there's no vulgarity in that. He's not saying cunt or asshole.
But it's even more disgusting for him.
When are you going to make some time for the big bear? I've said more vulgar shit to, you know, any girl. But I was just like, oh, God, Bill.
Okay, before right, we go one. To the number one. I just looked online and there were just some other ones that just I thought we'd bring up. The crisis actors.
Crisis actors made conspiracy theories not fun for me anymore. Like, that's too...
Because
real.
It's too in your face?
Yeah.
I'm happy to talk about, like, why the CIA
right.
want to kill
right.
JFK. I'm happy to talk about faking the moon landing. Or
right.
Like, alien cover-up.
Like, this guy was in Vegas, Shanksville, and flew the plane.
Yeah, and then you start talking about crisis actors, and I get, like, I just get sad.
Sad?
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh my God, it is true. Like, let me keep guessing. Right?
Yeah.
Right? I like not really knowing the truth.
I'm sad because at my core, I would love to be an actor. Like, I'm a comedian. I would love... I can't even get crisis acting work. I can't.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is good, bit. I should write that down,
that's
right?
That's pretty good. That's
right?
Pretty good.
I paid it for me.
What else? The TWA, Flight 800.
Oh, the missile.
The missile.
Fire tanks. Yeah,
there was one documentary or one special. Very good that one. That was very good.
No, I recently went down a rabbit hole. You guys ever see the show Seconds from Disaster?
No.
Yeah. It's just a lot of plane crashes.
Yeah.
And like, why? Yeah. What? But it's all about what happens and
leading up to it.
Yeah, it's not one big failure. It's like six things that
happened
turn into 50 people.
And they had that, and they had it on that.
They have a TWA episode because. And the best part about it is,
what do they explain?
What's the incentive to blow up that plane?
That's the other thing.
Well, it would be terrorism, or the government did it.
Oh, so that was like pre-9/11. Yep. That's 9/11. Yeah, before 9/11?
That's the other. Terrorism was fun before 9/11, and you could like joke about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but after that, there really wasn't like an outbreak. Well, no, because they didn't say it was a missile, right?
Right. So the government says it was not a missile. It was
right. So
engine
what?
Failure.
What is the? What is the reason for that? If you
well that well for what for
what was the incentive?
What was the reason? Right, we agree that a missile hit it, right? Because it was friggin' 90 people that said
right,
I saw a fucking
missile.
Oh, that,
right.
No, that's why I brought up the Seconds from Disaster is great because it shows the news clips from Long Island at the time, and the guy's like, I saw a fucking missile.
I saw a fucking missile.
It's just a bright light. But
so
so
we think a missile hit it, but why?
Well, I think that was right after. The Lockerbie disaster, which was when
the in Scotland,
it's yeah, but Ireland,
like the
or Scotland,
Libyans,
the Libyans
like
blew it up,
right?
It would, yeah, it's Back to the Future, or the Libyans are here,
right.
So
the
I think
Libyans
that would be
are here.
The idea that
we blew it down to blame it on Libya.
Oh,
saying,
now you're two levels deep.
Ah,
right. What?
Right. But isn't that President the line?
Maybe
Tower Seven.
We're getting there.
Yeah, it was a false flag for to go over there.
Yes, right. Okay. So now, what the fuck is the false flag for TWA?
Yeah,
well, no. Well, if I don't, that was after
because
that was after the Gulf War, right?
Yeah.
You know what was really like angry?
Well, because it didn't take because it.
But they weren't trying to say like a missile hit it. You know, the government said it was just engine failure.
Right.
That's what they told us. So there's nothing that they could say. Let's go get them.
What,
the engine failure.
What if
they're making these shitty engines? Libyans.
What if it was Libyans? Someone did it with a rocket launcher, and then the government is trying to cover up the fact that they let someone in.
Okay, there you go.
And someone got a rocket launcher.
There we go.
So we're trying to keep everyone calm. Like, no, the planes are fine.
There we go. Yeah, the planes are fine.
Don't stop flying.
If you didn't have footage of 9/11,
no,
they would have said
no.
If you didn't have footage of the planes on 9/11, you're just like, no, nothing happened.
Right.
Like those buildings were an issue.
I got. Okay, so that's a double wormhole too. It's fucking insane.
But my thing is, if that was a false flag, I'd be more angry at that than 9/11 because they didn't even follow through with what the false flag was about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
it was like it's like the back door. It's like the other side of it where it should be like the Libyans killed them, but because we were already
we're getting oil from Libya or something.
Right,
so
right.
We're not
because
gonna go to war with them.
We were already the bad guys. They're getting back at us,
really,
and we're just trying to like shut them down.
You had my brain
right.
Going.
So it's
I'm
the
so
opposite
upset.
Side. It's the fucking
it turns like nothing's wrong. The world's fine.
This is gonna sound really bad. I'm okay with a false flag. But, no, but, like, if...
But covering up...
Covering
up a real flag.
But then they didn't follow, like, they're like...
Do something with it.
No, but they may
do
have.
Do something with it.
No.
Maybe you're saying...
Right.
All
right. What they're saying is they didn't have the basis to say they did it, let's attack them.
Pull
then
us out
of the uproar.
Maybe they're...
Give me your hand, pull us out of here.
Yeah, so
go to the real one now. This could be the bloodbath.
All right, what else? Here. Courtney Love killed Kirk Cobain?
Absolutely she did.
Is it even a theory?
Thank you.
Reopened the case.
Yo, so I was looking at something else. Like, I was just looking up top things just before, after I had my list. It said, one I came across said time travel... On the tip of Long Island?
Okay.
Oh, the Montauk experiment.
Yeah,
what is that? I didn't get into it.
So,
I figured you'd fucking know.
Have you heard of the Philadelphia experiment? It was the USS Philadelphia was a ship that they had in I think it was in Chicago, right?
Yes, that was
and,
Chicago.
But the story goes they had some new cloaking technology. It was like to make the ship invisible. When they activated it, the ship disappeared. Reappeared somewhere else, it disappeared, and then when it reappeared, the guys were like inside it, like they had melded with the ship.
Whoa, I know what I'm doing tonight.
So, so then,
what, getting high?
And then, so then the Montauk experiment was the supposed
the opposite of that.
Well, the continuation of
going in the outside of
the continuation of those teleportation experiments that happened out in Montauk. And
you read about this? A special, or anything you recommend to watch?
Not off the top of my head.
Let's make that doc. That's our first doc. I think the Montauk experiment.
I think I just picked up on this over the years, probably Coast to Coast AM, the radio show. Uh-huh. And there's a movie about it.
Okay. You gotta let me
know. I'm sure there's documentaries
about it.
The Fly,
where he goes
into... Right, so, and that goes into... time travel in general.
There you go.
You've seen the John Titor one. The guy was posting on the internet about coming back, and he was from the future.
I briefly saw something about...
And he was looking for a specific computer part that they don't have in the future. And he gave all kinds of predictions.
Yeah, deep breath.
No, I don't care. I'm with you.
Okay.
You don't care about time...
You ever see
they do like the top 10 evidence of, like, it's the best things ever, the top 10 evidence of time travel. You ever see the Mike Tyson fight, Tyson Holyfield one, where you see somebody holding an iPhone up in the background?
No, I've never seen
it. Is the first of all, if the thing that gets me with that is
that's like the cell phone in the 30s.
Yeah, the one with the cell phone. But the thing is, you're telling me that, why, that means they have iPhones still in time travel. And they look exactly the same as ours. Like,
the cell phone in the 30s. What picture is that from?
There's the one.
It's an extra in the background of a movie. She's holding something up to her head.
She could have had a headache.
Well, it looks like they used to have. It was like a hearing aid that you would hold up to your ear. But it looks. It's the same motion that you would see right now. Which no one would notice until you just want to see Tyson, right?
But not at Holyfield 1. Oh, wait,
first of all, how do you know that that's the first time he time traveled?
Oh, it could be like, oh, that good
one. Yeah, what the fuck?
He could be on the bottom of his list. Yeah. Like, okay, I already saw JFK get shot. All right, I'm going to do, let's go.
I've seen dinosaurs. Exactly. I went to Nuremberg.
Let's see Holyfield get his ear bit off.
I saw Jesus. Yeah, Tyson, why not?
Exactly.
Babe, bring my iPhone, though.
Well, like, if you were going to do time travel, if you were a sports fan and you were going to time travel, there's, how many things are there really you're going to want to go see? Is there a lot? Like,
Before that?
Yeah, before that.
A lot. A lot.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Right. Roger Maris.
At number one, you know what it is. 9/11.
All right,
how do I start this, okay?
Yeah, tell me where you want to start.
Hey, where do I want to start?
Tower 7.
No, we won't go there. Okay. You ask me. I think there's something not on the level, okay? The government fully involved? Was it fully us that took the towers down and everything else? I can't say that, okay? I got into this, let me preface it, in college. It was my freshman year when it happened. Do you know where you were
I was in 10th grade, yeah, because I was in English class.
Would they go over the loudspeaker, or would
remember Mr. T, the science teacher?
Yeah, yeah.
He came in and told, husband was a Nassau County cop. Mr. T came in to tell her that the cop was going into the city.
Yeah.
So then, she left. And then he explained to us that a plane hit a building in the city.
Uh-huh.
And it was something along... And
you were in the same grade, or are you younger?
No, he's...
I was being conceited.
Yeah, he's like 5 years younger than me.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, it was at lunchtime, like, someone said, oh, you know, the towers fell. And I said, don't joke about that, that's not funny.
Right.
Because I hadn't seen anything yet.
Right.
And he was like, no, I watched it.
So there was no, in the school, there was no TV?
Everyone was talking about it.
And they pulled us out of classes. We had to sit in the gym the whole day. Because it happened at like 9:30 in the morning. We sat in the gym from like 9:30 to...
Well, I had regular classes that day.
I was in college. It was my freshman year. So I had gone for soccer preseason early in August. But this was like the...
To do what?
Yeah. This was like the first or second week of actual classes. And the way my classes were, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday were the hard days, and then Tuesdays, my first class was at 10:30. So I went out drinking Monday night.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't have a cell phone then. Oh. And Diane calls me. Now, I had class at 10:30, so I'm getting up at 10:15 and walking up to class.
Mm-hmm.
I think she finally got a hold of me at, like, 10:05. She's like, put the TV on, whatever. Didn't get anything, put the TV on. So I'm like, you know, I put the TV on, and I'm like... The first tower had already fallen,
mm-hmm.
but it had just fallen, so it was like still the smoke.
Right.
So I'm seeing the one, but I'm like, and I know I'm like sleep, but I like I can't see the other one. But like by the time I got to class, it was down. So whatever, that's where I was. So later, probably 6 months after that, YouTube really wasn't out yet, and like they just had
Loose
some
change. Definitely wasn't
right. They had some like
I remember Loose Change. That was one of the first things I ever saw on Facebook. with someone sharing that.
There's 95. I think a lot of people just make a documentary and they call it Loose Change.
So there was this. There was this like two and a half minute video about why it was an inside job or like throwing the holes in it.
Yeah.
With like music in the background that got you all revved up. And I try to find it now because it was on TotalDisarray.com, which I don't think is there anymore. Because, dude, I watched this video like a million times.
Right.
And like, it had a lot of stuff like showing the plane too big to go in the Pentagon and just like in Shanksville, like planes crashed, there's debris, there was no debris.
Right, right.
Like stuff like that. So that kind of got me like thinking about it.
That there's something more to this.
There's something more to it. And then this is like 6 months, maybe a year after? No, because I wasn't a freshman then. It was probably maybe 2 years after that. I like was reading and anything I could get my fucking hands on.
Right. And it was a weird time because it was like the Patriot Act and we were going to Iraq and everything happened very fast.
Whatever I could get my hands on.
No, love Bush after 9/11.
Well, no, this is right when the 9/11 stuff comes out. That was the first shot. And I'm like, this dumb motherfucker did this? That's part of the reason I don't think
it couldn't happen because
that's,
of him.
I'm sorry, but that's one of the reasons I don't feel like. It can't be what everybody says it is. I believe there's a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of stuff like we don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think he did, but I could believe.
No, and his vice president, Cheney.
Where is Rumsfeld? Totally where's Rumsfeld right now? Hiding from the UN.
So my thing is, okay, I think there's something fishy about it. Right now, you think there's a little something fishy about it, or you just don't like talking because he set this up to where like you're gonna get fired up, and like
I don't.
Let me put it this way.
Show me a plane.
Whenever I put this in position to people, because the tower's falling, I know I saw the planes going through the towers, whatever the hologram, all that bullshit they're doing, whatever.
Fucking amazing.
I saw the planes going there, right? I know that the towers fell a little bit too easy for...
Shockingly easy. Yeah.
Shockingly easy, right?
Well, because I remember Mr. T telling us that a plane hit the Twin Towers, and I immediately thought about the Empire State Building. It got hit by a plane.
Right, a smaller prop plane.
Right, and that's what I was thinking. I was thinking like some chucklehead fucking
threw
a single engine plane into it.
Chucklehead!
but a 747 hitting a fucking plane.
Right, so here's my thing. Let me just get to this real quick.
Okay.
When I try to tell them that 9/11 was an inside job, or there is definitely some fugaziness to it, and they go, you explain it to me. You can't go into the whole detail about the towers, because there's too many people that would have to know about it.
Yeah.
You know, putting explosives in when they built it in the
70s. And no one ever talks about like, what you did with all those people.
Right, exactly.
On the planes,
But now you could go...
The 3,000 people.
Right, but I'm talking about the people with the planes, because you could talk about them with the people in Pennsylvania. And more so the Pentagon. When I get this argument, I tell people one thing. I'm not going to get into the fucking towers, this or that. Show me a motherfucking plane going into the Pentagon, and I'll rest my case. Why can't you show me a plane going into
the Pentagon? Most photographed building in the world. That's I'm
the
on,
most
I'm
defensive with, building in the world.
Like, there's one thing I get mad at 9/11.
I mean, it's as simple as that. I won't even go into Tower 7, which...
That's their bread and butter.
No.
7, the cheering.
But 7 is like...
I mean, the fact that we have so much footage of the planes hitting the World Trade Center is like...
That's miraculous, the fact that, and then the Pentagon is...
It wasn't now when everyone has a camera on them.
Two points he just made. I respect John for his points with this. Me and him debate this back and forth.
But do you think it was a missile?
Without a doubt.
That I do think.
Why?
So.
Why? There's no plane
wreckage. But there's no... There's no
do you know the fucking skill?
Missile either.
There wouldn't be wreckage of a missile.
Yes, but even... Dude,
but a plane, but not a missile.
A missile explodes, Rob.
A missile goes...
A fucking plane explodes.
No, it doesn't. Not the same way.
What I'm saying is, you know the picture of the Pentagon, right?
Right.
Like, right after it happened, before it collapsed?
Right, there's the...
Where's the fucking hole?
There's a big fucking hole.
No.
The building's gone.
Wait. No, before. Watch this. Let's get into this. Look up.
There's two things he said.
The security camera footage of the...
There's only one
more fucking clips.
And it's a fuzzy... It's like the one that the janitors...
And it was going at full speed.
500 miles, dude. You could
very fast.
You could stop. You could stop the fucking tower one hit as it's halfway in, and you could see the ass
it's got
of
a
it.
Security camera taking it.
So why
one camera?
So why are they just giving the security cameras? The FBI and the CIA they went around to all the hotels and took all their footage, all the gas stations, everything that had footage of filming anything.
Why?
Just show me. That's it. Show me.
I agree with him on that one. The one thing I don't agree when he says like the. I don't like when 9/11 people say, like, oh, those towers fell easy for a plane hitting it. When in history have we seen anything like that happen? Compared to what? You know, that's one point. You're not saying anything wrong there, but a lot of people are like, there's no, like, not everybody's a structural engineer either. It takes a lot of fucking explanation to go into the
similar. The burn temperatures and weights. Yeah, absolutely.
True.
That, but you're not, you're, that's not your point there. The point, you're, I agree with
you. But what would my point when you want to get into that? Why do the towers, after they start falling, everything falls at that speed? No.
Because that's how gravity works.
Yeah, but there's no resistance. There's steel beams.
They're designed to implode, though, those buildings. Every building is designed to so they don't tip over. That's the only civil engineering I know. Every building
I don't know if I agree with that.
The other thing, though, but what is there? The only thing I get really fishy about with him and on this is, what is their goal in not showing us a plane hitting that building, the Pentagon? The only reason I could think of is that it wasn't a fucking plane. They showed us every other goddamn video of something. They show us one thing, so one shot of it looks just like, you know, the skill it would have to take that pilot to hit the Pentagon on that side without leaving any drag marks? There's no drag marks on the ground.
This is before that collapsed, right?
Right.
This is before. And that's the fucking 747 or 757, whatever it is. The little thing. Where are the two jet engines that are 12 tons of steel?
In there. Look, it goes all the way back. It goes into the building.
That's what I'm saying. A missile. The fucking fuselage, the cone of a plane is aluminum. That thing's caving in right there.
No.
It's not going through.
It's going so fast.
Now, I can say this.
You're a shrill. You're a fucking shrill.
Listen, the engines that are fucking 12 tons of steel, or 12,000, whatever they are.
Yeah, they're in the building.
Yeah, but those are on the outside. The fuselage going.
The whole thing
goes. How come there's two wing marks? You can actually see the wings go into the side of the World Trade Center.
Thank you.
But there's one little hole.
That's a 747? Come on.
There's no plane wreckage, Rob.
You can fight this as hard. You got it.
All right, so assuming.
How much are they paying?
Look at this. This is inside. inside.
He's hot.
The Pentagon is levels. Like, the outside is A. Like that.
Yeah.
Right. This is E.
And then the way it's built is sectioned
five,
off.
Right, five, and then da-da-da. This is the inside of E. A fuselage is not going through office building, opening, office building, opening, office building, opening.
Why not?
That's fucking missile. Because it's not.
It's
it didn't
an
even,
aluminum
it
nose.
It didn't even make it through the World Trade Center.
The other point I think, people say, why would they do this? Donald Rumsfeld lost. Well, they could not find $2 trillion.
Well, did you just see the thing? Now that's
$27 trillion.
This.
Well, no, now it is. That's
do you know what? Do you know what department
show
is
me,
there? The accounting department.
Show me.
That is suspicious.
That is very suspicious. Do you know that? Did you hear what I just said?
What?
Donald Rumsfeld. Now they just told it up to
the accounting.
That's the accounting department.
That's what I'm saying. Also with Tower 7. Okay, so they knew this. Maybe they didn't know this was going to happen. Let's just say the towers are legit or on the level.
Got it.
This lets them.
Oh shit! There's an attack list through a missile.
And then, the bottom floor and all the records and shit in Tower 7.
So who shoots the missile?
There we go. I mean, this is where
I don't think Cheney's striking a match. You know, outside the fucking Pentagon.
Who does
the Illuminati?
He's doubling into another one.
Illuminati.
No, I don't know. See. But something's just not on the level. I'll tell you, I would shut the fuck up. I wouldn't even bring up Tower 7. Because, come on.
Because it's cheap.
Because,
it's cheap jokes. It's like making a Trump joke now. It's like, okay, guy. It's like, you know, that's like old news. This is a fucking valid point.
But even so, okay, let's say Tower 7, they swipe that bottom floor that was on fire.
Yeah.
It lands. It's not just going to fucking melt into
every
each other.
Every building does that, John. That's a fact. Every building
is controlled demolition.
Thank you. Thank you. Look, now he's.
Oh, you're on his side now?
Yeah.
You're convinced me.
I wish everybody could see what John's doing. We got to do a live video one day. But
standing up and waving the
He stands up, but every time he finds a picture he likes on his iPad, it's a big iPad. It's like one of the first ones. He flings it like a pizza and he puts
look
it in.
At this.
You got to leave that in the edit when it hits the thing. There! Look at that! Missile!
And this is what they give you.
Wait, is that the only shot?
That.
Wait, you don't even. That's it?
No. I'll get the.
Did they release another one with the actual plane on it?
Yeah.
Plane. They're gonna steal his iPad when he leaves. Was he a patsy?
Oh man, this is fun.
Oh man, this is fun. Watching people die on your iPad.
No. See, do we gotta take?
That's why. That's why the towers isn't any fun.
Look at that thing. Look at that Fugazi. Look at that edited fucking thing.
Wait, the plane disappears.
Robbie's gonna come with that. He's gonna be like, dude, you can see the plane.
You see the plane. You wanted to see the plane? There's the plane.
Do you remember Instant Messenger? Do you remember Instant Messenger where you could do like your profile and have a little, the first memes, like the first little GIFs? That looks like that. Oh, God.
Okay. I'm tired.
All right. All right. Yo, can you, all right, we did an outing. I need to answer one email and then we're done.
No, let's do a couple emails.
Here we go.
All right, read this email.
I met this girl I really like at a pet store when I was with my friend picking up dog food. I pretended to have a cat, even though I fucking hate cats, to strike up a conversation. Now we have a date planned. How do I break the news that I do not have a cat without this woman hating me?
Oh, I got it. I got this. Now, this is someone that listens to your podcast asking you for advice about this?
Yeah.
This is fucking amazing.
This is what we,
this is a real podcast.
Okay. Well, I'll tell him what he does.
This is Tim.
Tim. Well, I'll tell what Tim... Oh, Tim, your buddy?
No, he hates cats.
Anyway, well, so does he.
Yeah. Wait,
is this now is exactly, if you're
it.
A fucking...
Now I get it. Now I get it.
If you're a man, this is a simple question.
I love how the segment is XZ.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you just tell her that you don't have a cat,
and,
you use that because you wanted to talk to her. You tell the truth.
Or...
Because now it's flattering.
Or you could do the right thing and say... You had the cat and it died, so you get sympathy then. You take it. Oh, how you doing?
No, see, then you're going to your fucking lying wormhole. That's your thought process in a nutshell.
Now you're three layers
deep. Yeah, now you're three layers deep, and then you have to remember your cat's name, birth, and then you really
have a book.
You have to go get pictures of a cat and put on your Instagram.
Yeah. You go to Vince's house to take pictures with Danielle's cats going.
You sprinkle kitty litter in the corner, you're like, I gotta clean that up.
Yep. But that's what you do. What he said the right thing.
Yeah.
There's no funny response to that. That's an easy one.
I'd go buy a cat.
Yes. Thank you. All
right, so I'm
perfect segue.
All three of us, right? I'm killing a fake cat. Jonathan's being honest, and you're admitting that you're just buying a cat.
Yeah, I've now lied my way into this truth.
Yeah, and now you have to have this cat for 12 years. Meanwhile, she's never going to talk to you again.
Yeah, she.
So every day you're going to come home and she's going to lie.
I've backed off my own rejection.
Right. You put that with the parrot, the dog, and the giraffe from the other girlfriend.
And you keep them all in Tower 7.
Right.
Exactly. Oh.
That's good. That's good.
All right, guys, keep sending more emails.
Please
send more emails. Oh, the guy with the fucking small dick was the best one. Nobody's emailed back about that, right?
No, not yet.
I made fun of the guy really bad. I felt so bad.
Richard?
I re-listened to that. I was a dick. I'm sorry, Richard.
Well, we're never going to get any more emails.
No, that's why. John's actually giving them nice advice. I just laughed at the guy. I felt bad about that. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little tripped up.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me.
Hope this is not the last time.
No, we'll definitely do this again.
Oh, we got to say this on. All right, see you later, kiddo.